quiet.
Oh, I forgot to mention, the audio sounds better.
Does
online.
It?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know, it's just like the program that it's uploaded with, or...
And I think it's the new connections, too, that they got upgraded in here.
Oh, okay.
So thank you.
Yeah,
but
it does
you
sound
know what?
Better.
I have it on the agenda. It broke at the last meeting. And,
oh, okay.
And so a gentleman thought we had cut it off, but you were sitting here with us. Nobody walked to the machine.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking... When I got it, and then I listened, and he's right, it just kind of stopped, like
oh,
2 minutes
weird.
Before the end of the meeting, but nobody moved.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I'm glad you were here. Extra glad that
one person to have.
No, but just to
yeah.
say, nobody
oh,
touched,
yeah.
nobody
yeah.
moved.
No, nobody
yeah.
touched it.
Technology.
Yeah.
But we love when they can hear it, and it's so nice that it's
yeah.
Well, it's nice better. To hear that you can hear it better.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's uploaded with a different program too than it was before. The little player looks different.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing.
You buying supper tonight, Donnie?
No. Thanks for asking.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order. It is 1 o'clock. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Do we have any additions?
I do. I have a report of committee, Whitemouth Reynolds, North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility, their minutes of April the 19th. Communications number 13, Rural Municipality of Pipestone, request petition support regarding closure of MASC offices. Communications number 14, Rural Municipality of Montcalm, request resolution regarding increase to disaster financial assistance. Those are the additions that we received.
All right, can we get a mover for that, please?
Yes, sir.
Seconder?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Everyone's read the minutes. Can we get a mover for the minutes, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Financial, payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And a seconder for the two paychecks.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You can come back and you don't have to leave the plane.
No, good retreat.
What's that?
Good retreat.
One check for the fire department.
Checks.
Blaine will have to excuse himself.
Oh. Can we have a mover for that, please?
It's Derek.
Seconder?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public Works.
No child care payments.
Oh.
Donkey.
Can I have a seconder for that, please?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, any more?
Nope, that was a big one. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Public Works update. And we can just go into reports of committees. Reports of committees. Community Futures, Winnipeg River, read minutes of March 20th, 2023, and White Mother Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility minutes of April 19th, 2023. Do we have any verbal reports of committees?
I have nothing.
Councilor McDougall?
No, I had Community Futures last night, but the minutes will be out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Community Futures that you did attend during this period?
I did, yeah.
Got it. Councilor?
No.
I attended the museum one. I mean, the minutes will come out. They might have been sent, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's where you've been, not what you have yet.
Yeah.
Deputy Honky, any meetings?
Fire Department, not that. And Waste Management.
Thank you. Councilor Steer, any meetings?
The CDC, I guess, and the Fire Department.
CDC and Fire Department. Thank you so much.
Communications one. Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Eastern Directors Update. Just an information package in there, you've all read it. Okay, number two. Philip Penner, request to hook onto municipal water and sewer. Need a resolution for that. We need a mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed. Okay, here's one. Jim Castle's audio inquiry. Okay, so that's the one where they were saying to cut out for a bit, but we just got confirmation today from the one person sitting here that it's working very well, but we never got up and did anything to it, so I'm not sure what happened. Just a tech glitch, I'm thinking, because we didn't touch it. So hopefully in the future that works, but on the other hand, it's good for us to know, because if we don't know, then we can't correct it either.
That's right.
So thanks. Number four, co-op re-expansion consideration table. Okay. Number five, Councillor McDougall, short-term rentals. Anything to add to that?
Can we just move that to new business in a month or so? There's some stuff going on in other municipalities, and it'll give us an example of maybe where we can go, you know, a direction to go. It's all fairly new in the province over the last year. I don't think we need to be a trendsetter, but it'll be nice to see what other RMs are doing in that regard.
Sure, so like...
we'll table it.
About which meeting? Like, where are you looking?
I would say in at least a month, maybe 6 weeks.
So maybe, okay, 6 weeks. Like you say, then we can look at others and see...
I think there was a public hearing in Lac-de-Bonnie that just happened, so there'll be some stuff out from that. Gimli had some information.
Yeah, and there was some stuff that I read. There's some good stuff in there that maybe we could follow.
Yeah.
In the future, who knows, but we'll table that.
You betcha.
In a good way. You know, the intent is in a good way, not to try and, you know, in my opinion anyway, I don't want to try and stop anything that's good.
We will have that done for you.
Under communication six, Prairie Bylaw Enforcement initial invoice. No report will be issued when no concerns are received within that month. So it's just a...
I just wanted to make sure you're not expecting a monthly report, because as they said, if they have nothing, it will just be the $200 invoice and there will be
no... We would hope we can expect that every month.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Number seven, Senior Utility Operator, Public Water System 2022 report. You got that information package?
And it's on your website.
And it's on the web. Perfect. It's good. It's very interesting. Number eight, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Provincial Responses to 2022 Resolutions. That's just an information again, too. That was Communications nine, Courageous K9, Request for Sponsorship. I don't think we've ever done that. I'm not too sure, but I'm in favor of a letter of support. If that's what does anything, I don't know. What you guys think?
Yeah.
The smallest rate that they're asking for is $299, and it goes up to $2,200 for the ad sizes. So a letter of support would be much more economical.
Correct.
Letter of support? That's what I heard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Communications 10, Rural Economic Development Corporation. New organizational information. This is going to be held on May 17th in Bossier. This might be interesting, but...
So would you like the survey filled out? Is somebody going to... We have not done that yet. If you want us to, we will.
What does everybody think? Or is it... Is this where someone can attend?
It's saying we'll be in Bossier sharing relevant information. So to me, that's that they're having something that you could go to, but it doesn't give me that.
Well, maybe let's wait and see if we get more information on it.
Await additional information?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean,
who
are they?
Right.
Don't know.
It says Rural Manitoba Economic Development Corporation
in
Brandon.
Do they have provincial funding, or are they?
I'm not aware of that.
That's why I was thinking.
So would you like me to ask them something?
Yeah, I would just get more information. And what I was thinking in the first place was, don't know who they are. At least I didn't.
No, me neither.
And I was thinking maybe, you know, if it's what I like the words rural economic development, so.
So find out what type of event
see
it's
what it
day
is,
and what time.
And see whether it's worth it for us to visit or not.
Okay, we will find out more for you, so we will table that.
Table it. Number 11, Sergeant Myers, read quarterly RCMP report, so you got that. And number 12, Sergeant Myers, Public Service Canada regarding strike. So I don't know if that's affected anybody here too much, but just a little information. Communications 13, Rural Municipality of Pipestone.
So that was one of the added businesses that I just received. And it says, hello everyone, a group of affected municipalities has asked me to send out the attached petition regarding the closure of MASC offices throughout rural Manitoba. We would appreciate if you would print a copy, front and back, for interested citizens to sign. Please add to your social media so that citizens can access the petition. So that just gives you an idea. So they said that they want everything mailed back by, or sent back by May the 8th. So this is not coming from a provincial organization. This is coming from a municipality. So I'm just making sure you're aware. So I don't know if it's something you would like or not, but I did have a resolution if you wanted to direct us to do that. That's up to you.
I don't know. I don't know what the importance of it is.
So they're asking just for us to support by signing their petition?
No,
they want us to have it available on our website and
people can sign it locally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there'll be a lot of interest for something in Pipestone here in Whitemouth.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's Manitoba Agriculture.
They're doing affect anything with us?
Well, we use the Bossier office, I think, locally.
Yes,
for mask, and it's quite an active thing. It's important.
Yeah, Manitoba Agricultural Services Corporation
Gotcha.
Is the acronym.
I mean, if it were closing in Bossier,
Well, that's the only thing. If it closes there, then it leads to here.
Yes.
But so this doesn't cost us anything, right?
No, we're happy to do
So what's the big deal of putting it on there?
Okay. Give us direction then. Here we go.
That's up to everybody.
Okay, so there's the resolution if council sees fit.
We have a mover for that?
Second.
Seconder?
Sure.
All in favor?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, communications 14, Rural Municipality of Montcalm. Request resolution regarding increase to disaster financial assistance.
The resolution they've asked for is, and whereas municipalities are thankful for this funding program, and whereas municipalities are required to work with the individual provinces, such as the province of Manitoba, via the Disaster Financial Assistance Program, and whereas there is a time lag between the payments that municipalities must pay for restoration and the time they submit expense claims to the province under these programs. And whereas the local municipalities are then required to carry the costs, thereby incurring interest charges. And whereas These interest charges can negatively affect the local municipalities for their ratepayers. And whereas local municipalities only have one way of raising funds, namely via taxation, now therefore be it resolved that we request the Association of Manitoba Municipalities to lobby the province of Manitoba to continue to lobby the Government of Canada to amend the federal DFAA program to include eligibility for carrying costs or interest as part of this program. And be it further resolved that we request the Federation of Canadian Municipalities to lobby the Government of Canada on behalf of all Canadian municipalities to have the Government of Canada amend the DFAA program to include eligibility for carrying costs or interest as a part of the program. And further be it resolved that we request the AMM to lobby the province of Manitoba to reimburse municipalities for any carrying costs that have incurred for disasters that have occurred over the past 5 years.
Well, I think personally, I think it's good, so
yeah.
I would, can we get a mover for that?
Seconder?
I'm just going to change this to 5 years, that S on it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah.
Very well written. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Unfinished business. Okay, Lagoon update, property acquisition update, and draft letters requesting political support. Can I just ask, Colleen, do we have any confirmation on any funding to this point?
No,
I am
requesting Manitoba Water Service support annually as we do, and look, I have not received another grant that our lagoon would have fit into.
So we're still actively working on all that at this time yet, so that's what we're looking at. Can we do any contacting with our MLA and our MP and even the Premier to that we can try and get and really work on getting as much as what we possibly can? And we have it. It's not in our future plans this year, but you know, the more funding we can get, the better off the ratepayers of this municipality are.
Is that okay with council? I think, yeah, I'm happy. Pardon? To do some letters.
Yeah, I think the MLA, we haven't heard anything back from them, have we? My MLA, MP, no. Let's reach out. Julie?
Yeah.
And in regards to the property acquisition, we're moving forward on that, so we should be having some more information for you shortly. Thank you very much for your negotiating on that, Reeve Amarokin.
Number two, White Mall Child Care Pilot Project insurance coverage and connect to utilities. We need a resolution for that.
So their insurance is covered on your certificate. Shared that with you.
It just rolls right into what we have.
We have asked for that. Council approved.
Okay.
And the actual connection for our utility, just we do the same as anybody else. We have to pay our fees and make sure that we're into the system so that we can start generating the appropriate utility bill, just like we did for Mr. Penner earlier in the meeting.
Okay,
just one question on that, Colleen. I'm looking at this and then it shows Elmont Community Club, White Mouth Reynolds Waste Management Facility, Seven Sisters Falls Community Center, White Mouth Museum, White Mouth Recreation Center, and River Hills Community Center. There's no community center in River Hills.
Okay.
And it's stated through that policy all the way through and everything like that.
Liability on the property, though.
That's
they still have a park there.
I think it's the park.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we still have the
building. I'm just making sure it's not buildings that we're getting charged for something.
We'll check.
Okay.
I think it's just the liability.
We know we had that and they still had the park going, and I think we actually looked at that because the buildings have been gone for a bit.
Right.
Yeah, because we talked about building permit removal.
Yeah.
It just seems funny because it says community center.
Yeah.
Community grounds. Then I get the liability. But when it says center, that's a building.
Can we get a mover for that?
Instead.
Second year.
Scared.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, Twin Rivers Church, request to connect to municipal water, report being prepared for next meeting, so that'll be tabled.
Yes, and they actually had a meeting yesterday morning to start ensuring that they know what the client request is and how far they've done with requests and seeing what's happening. So we will have that in your agenda package for the next meeting so you can review it prior to the meeting.
Number four, policy for complaints. On that one, I'll just say the last meeting, I said I was going to check into it with some of my, some other Reeves over at the Eastman community meetings that we have, the old lobby group. I did not attend the last one, so I didn't get in. So on my part, I would like to table it, but if somebody wants to, whatever you guys are, I'd like to get exactly what's happening elsewhere.
Fine, that works for me.
Hey?
Yep.
Tabled. Number five, zoning information for changing a portion of the rural commercial and industrial zone to residential general area located in the southwest quarter of 36111 East EPM. Now on that, I'm sure we've got to get a lot more information on that yet, right? Because that's just in the, what, do you have any?
Yes, and we're going to, with that one, I would just like to, if you guys could take a minute and look at the map so I know which lots you're wanting us to, just so that we know exactly. We don't want to do too many or not enough. We want to do exactly what council wants.
And on that, is it, should we invite provincial planning? There's a lot of information we have to table this and give everyone a chance to look at that.
Right, so would you be okay if I just kind of put the, or you got the maps with you? I just would like to know which exactly lots you're looking at. That was what we needed to know so we do it accurately for you. So, these are the lots.
Okay.
Would you like me to get a copy for each, everybody?
I have.
Oh, you got them there?
Well, I have to.
Yeah,
okay, just so that I make sure that we're looking at rezoning the ones to residential that you want. So we require the exact number of lots so that we can forward it to the regional office for a prepared map and text portion of the bylaw. At that point, when we received back from the regional office the map with the text portion of the bylaw, that at that point, that's when council would give that particular bylaw first reading and prepare for the public hearing.
I just want to make sure that we're not going, you know,
we discuss the first, yeah,
looking at something,
so on, that's
and we do it really quick and not make sure we have the right lots.
No rush at all. That's why I just said if you wouldn't mind taking some time and letting me know.
So you want us to look at that now?
Yes, I would like that.
Nine
and
lots?
I can move forward on it.
I would say nine.
I thought we had 10.
Depends where you want at the end. When you look at that map, those four that are on the east side,
right,
should
yep.
they all be residential? Probably.
Yeah, I would think if you're putting a road in, might as well take advantage of both sides of the road, right?
No, I'm just saying, like, is that a good spot to end for the residential? My illustration that I had put forward, the one with the yellow line around it, has got 13 lots, but maybe that's one
okay,
lot
here
too
we go.
Many.
This is the one that has the 13 lots, if
and
you
maybe
look at
it's
this
too
one.
Many. Maybe it's...
Yeah, there's the one that you might want to... If you agree with that, that's perfect too. We can go off this map.
You got to remember, and I look back at, as an afterthought after I'd said this, it doesn't leave a whole lot of commercial properties in there.
Mostly residential.
Yeah. You're about,
how many does it leave?
You're about two-thirds commercial. It leaves. Sorry for commercial. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7. 1, 2,
three, four, five, yeah, it was seven lots.
Down a couple, so
then we'd be down to five if we had a deal.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if we have two, we have an offer in, two more we got coming in. If we had how many? Nine, that wouldn't take long. But do we need more time to make sure we have the right amount and we're doing it right?
Well, I don't think there's a rush, right? I mean, there's nobody really knocking on the door for a lot, right?
Yeah, I know.
Right at the moment, but.
All right, we have two coming in, but how long has it sat with nothing, right? I mean, if we can use it now instead of it sitting for another 20 years empty, it would be better off.
I agree with you, Blaine. I think we should.
No, but I think
we're here. Let's have, you know, why not have the discussion?
But I don't think like a month's going to kill us, right?
No, but it's 27 after one. Are you in a rush?
No.
I mean, we're here. We're looking at
the maps.
What's going to change in our thought process?
I think the circled out ones that Duncan has fits perfectly. I mean, if we get rid of two, we still have five. And you know, that still leaves five.
What are we going to need more of, residential or commercial?
I think residential, to be honest.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think residential, and we can always grab two residential lots if we need it later and
just
zone them back to commercial.
That's why I said break it down. Let's see, what do we need most of? So.
How many acres of commercial does it leave us then? If we went by your subdivision.
I don't know, you'd have to add up each lot.
I don't deal with
just
lots.
As a thought,
acres of a farmer.
Well, they're on here. They're on the illustration.
It's on there, yeah.
Consideration should also be given to your hydro lines, your telephone lines, the street and street lighting, your sidewalks if you're going to do some, the water and sewer like hydrants. So if you give me something and you're thinking you don't want to rush, I think the best thing is to give me what you want and I start getting you a quote on getting it. What
getting
it would
that,
cost you.
Getting that part, yeah.
But I mean, if you know that you want more residential, I do believe you should make the decision move forward because it takes so long to change the zoning.
Then I think we should go with these 13 lots that I proposed.
Yeah, I agree.
It still leaves commercial.
It would be different if we had interest, you know, even a little bit slower than it has been, but the way it's been, I think it would be nice to move it to residential and actually have something there. And
I fully agree, but we need to move on. There's no doubt about it,
yeah.
Because it's been sitting for 20 years.
That's right.
And we've always had something that was going to come or going to happen, and nothing's become of it. Now we have interest. There definitely is an interest out there. We know it. Well, then let's move on.
And my idea with the 13 was, I thought 10 would be the number that would sell within a few years. But the 13 just kind of worked out so that it would be residential, looking at residential more than residential, as opposed to a house looking at a commercial.
Yeah, we're not really doing anything. I mean, if we needed more, like you said, we could rezone it.
You could rezone
it. So you rezone it at a later date and you have your more.
Unless somebody buys the first two lots that we zone residential, the first two lots next to the commercial, and then you wouldn't be able to rezone. Well, you'd be locked into them being residential for the person that bought them.
I think them lots look a little bit smaller than the others, so
they wouldn't be the first to sell.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think the bigger ones.
I think these would
be
the last to sell.
Yeah,
we have commercial land still there, like, so it's not like these lots like you're talking about. We're still leaving commercial land, so if somebody comes and wants to buy something.
Yeah, there's still commercial lots left.
So if somebody wants to put a business there.
I'm just going to your last lot there.
Yeah.
I like that what you just said about the, so half of it would be looking into commercial or 3/4 of the last lot.
Yeah. And that lot they're looking at is so big that who knows how a buyer would use that one. It's kind of a weird shaped one, that lot 3. It's huge.
Hey,
I see that lot 3 is huge. Actually, part of it is a drain that goes behind the four that are. Those four that are in a row.
You're talking 68.
What's that? 68.
Row
number 81890.
I know.
If you go to the white map.
Yeah, well, that's a big one, though.
It's huge, and I think quite a bit of it is a drain in the field behind the residential, what the proposed residential ones.
Yeah, that would make for a nice park once the residences are in it.
Yeah, it'd be green space, eh?
But there's really nothing wrong with the plan going forward, so we can use it to get things wrong.
I agree. Would others be in agreement with the 13 lots?
And then if we wanted to change a couple, if it didn't work out, and all of a sudden we get commercial coming in.
Yeah.
Well, what do? Well, rezone a couple.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, but like I said, you're still commercial land available.
Oh, yeah.
And if the 13 go quick enough, we'll go the other way with it.
Do them all.
If it goes quick enough, I'd be happy with that.
So we figured to get it started?
And we're going to do the 13 lots?
Under that.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm okay with the 13.
Be it resolved that administration be hereby directed to have 13 lots changed in the industrial park to residential from industrial, is that correct?
From the,
there's a pretty straight line if you wanted to go 11. If that's a different idea.
Well, that's why I was kind of looking at that last one there. It looks kind of
you can go
crunchy.
Two lots up 12. And you'd almost have a straight line. But you'd have two less, you'd have 11 residential lots.
Which one's up?
You're looking at roll number 81860, Councillor McDougall?
Sorry.
Because I think it's only one lot difference.
You're right.
But like the 12 would make it more that you don't have that one looking into a possible.
Yeah.
Half of it's looking into it.
Yeah. So that's up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to do the 12 or 13.
I would do the 12.
Into.
And then you've still got one extra for right. commercial.
So just stop it at 60 there?
Yeah.
Instead of 58?
At 62.
At 62.
Yeah, 62 would be the last residential
last
lot.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure that we know that it's the 12 lots. And because we're looking at the map with the actual roll numbers on it, that is what will be incorporated into your resolution, so that we're exact. Is that okay with council?
Okay. Let's start it anyway.
Do we have a mover?
Yep, McDougal.
Seconder.
Stead.
Favor.
Aye. And there is hydro access all along the highway side there. There's hydro.
Well, we can start checking into all those costs and all that stuff
now.
Start working.
But the hydro won't be what I thought it was if we had to bring a whole new. It's all on the highway. You can see where they go into Lori Bachman's there, just a transformer and they're in.
Yeah, so it'll come off the backside, the hydro, and everything like that.
It'll come off the highway likely and work its way into the.
Good.
Probably be just one pole per lot then.
Exactly.
Then jump.
And then one jump over the street to the other four.
To the other four.
Yeah. Probably right in the middle or so.
Well, right now nothing's happening.
Well, this is good.
Leave that with us. We will start working on that.
Okay. Ready?
What's that?
Thank you.
Number six.
Oh, wow.
Unfinished business number six. Bylaw number 744-23 for budget financial plan. That'll be tabled until after the meeting tonight.
You're hearing tonight, yeah.
Number seven. Wild Skies awaiting response from the White Mill Grounds Planning District.
I believe their meeting's Friday.
Yeah. Friday, yeah. Yeah, but we are meeting. And that's going to be on the agenda, I believe.
Okay. All right. New business, fire inspector information. Any update on that, Colleen?
I just have, I tried to, one of your firefighters is interested, so I'm going to start working a little bit on that. I called and I didn't connect this morning, but we're going to see what we can do to, and I'll bring it back to, I am going to table it until I know for sure. I don't know what type of training or, you know, we just want to make sure.
Do you have interest?
I have one. firefighter that said that he would look at it. So we're just now grabbing everything from the office of the fire commissioner to make sure that it would be the appropriate fit.
You'd be good.
You're in the know?
Pardon? All right. It is 1:35 and we'll call the meeting.
I just got it this morning too.
I have a mover.
Stair.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
See you tonight. Oh, great. See you later.
Colleen, okay, are you ever safe to call it in for the...
Something here, buddy?
No, I don't have a cold.
Cough.
43 years of Piedmont. I'm sorry.